All of this is happening in the context of the recent launch of our Work Smarter, Live Better strategy. And in broad terms, that really is about raising the profile of the region and what the West as a whole has to offer. One of the key focuses is around remote working, and we are working currently with the Enterprise Hub in Stranorlar and other enterprise hubs to promote the scope for those to work remotely, many of those who are based not only abroad but in other cities, and reduce the amount of commuting and allow people to stay in their local areas. And in the longer term, what we're looking at is using the Western Investment Fund and other aspects where we lend to communities and increase the appetite for and the availability of that finance and investment equity for Donegal and the other counties across the West and the Northwest.
When you sit down with Gary Martin of Donegal County Council and others who are involved in development at a local level, to what extent do you find your priorities and your strategies are dovetailing? Because I'm sure ultimately what you want is for one to work off the other and for one to complement the other.
We're very fortunate in having partners such as Donegal County Council, Udras and Delta, that are also operating in Donegal, and indeed the likes of LYIT and other key stakeholders within the county that are, first of all, work very well together and are very open to working with us and the other state agencies, the likes of EI and the IDA and that. And we're particularly focused on, while Donegal shares many similar challenges to other counties, particularly in the context of Brexit, it does face specific challenges, so we're very keen to work with Donegal County Council and with the other stakeholders in Donegal to ensure as much as possible that we can support them in the work that they're doing.